This morning, I want to speak to you on one of the many privileges that we have as obedient children of God. That privilege is the ability to talk to God through prayer. We, as the disciples did in the first century, need an example of how to pray. Who better to give us that example than our Savior? Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. And verse 1. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. The disciples wanted to learn to pray, so they asked Jesus to teach them. To see that example, what Jesus gave them, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9. Jesus said, In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It is worthy to note that some call this the Lord's Prayer. However, as we just read, this is an example to the disciples. And not only that, but Christ prayed numerous times while on this earth. If this was a prayer given by Jesus, it's definitely not just the Lord's Prayer, but one of many. In fact, we'll go ahead and look at one of them right now. If you'll turn to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, starting at verse 36. Matthew 26, verse 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, Sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again a second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. Jesus, in his prayer, shows us that no matter what comes before us in life, that one, we can pray to the Father in times of distress, and two, no matter what we might want the outcome of the situation to be, not our will, but the Father's will be done. Now let's look at a few more scriptures where we find Jesus praying. Jesus prayed in preparation for a day's work. Let's look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, starting at verse 35. Mark 1, verse 35. Now in the morning, having raised a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, Everyone is looking for you. But he said to them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. The time of day is mentioned, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight. The place and purpose are also given. He went out and departed into a solitary place, and he prayed. He prayed in preparation for a strenuous day. Jesus arose early and prayed in a solitary place. What a great example for starting a day. Let's look at Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 12. Luke 6 and verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. Excuse me. And when it was day, he called his disciples to him, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. He prayed all night before choosing the 12 apostles. Jesus also prayed at his baptism. Let's look at Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3, starting at verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus prayed at his transfiguration. Let's look at Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, starting at verse 28. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And he prayed the appearance of his face. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who prepared in glory, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his deceased, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Verse 32. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, "Master, is it good for us to be here? And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. Then a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Jesus prayed for the Apostle Peter. Let's look at Luke 22. Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 31. Luke 22 and verse 31. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Jesus prayed when he was in anguish. Let's look at John 12 and verse 27. John chapter 12 and verse 27. "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Jesus prayed at his crucifixion. Let's look at Luke 23. Luke chapter 23 and verse 34. Luke 23 and verse 34. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they divided his garments and cast lots. In verse 46 of the same chapter, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice, excuse me. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. How can any of us attempt to follow such a praying Lord and neglect to pray always? Jesus is our example in everything. In every situation in life, by teaching by example, Jesus shows us the way. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks. Thanks is defined as kindly or grateful thoughts, an acknowledgement for a favor or kindness received, an expression of gratitude towards someone. Being thankful becomes a positive duty. It is not an optional matter with a Christian. To be Christians, we must always be grateful to God and to others. To not possess the grace of thankfulness is to be disobedient in the sight of God. To give thanks in everything is very inclusive, although it's not always easy. It is a goal that may be attained. Who do we pray to? Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3. We give thanks to God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Who do we pray through? Let's look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Also, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. How often do we pray? Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. Why pray? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Who should we pray for? Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanks and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all good godliness and reverence. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 1 and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. We should forgive when we pray. Let's look at Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 25. Mark chapter 11 and verse 25. Jesus said, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, and your Father in heaven, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." We need to ask in faith. Let's look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Excuse me. James 1, 6 and 7. "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Ask according to his will and not our own. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. 1 John 5, starting at verse 14. "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that his ear, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked him of him. His ears are open to righteousness." Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Here are some more things in which we could and should give thanks. And this is not a complete list. We give thanks in success for a job completed, for a sinner converted, for a bountiful harvest. We pray that we won't go astray and for us not to yield to temptation. We give thanks in joy for a new job or new home, for a baptism, for a return of an erring child of God, for faithful Christians. In the same manner, we give thanks in sorrow over the departure of a faithful loved one, for lives spared in natural or man-made disasters, over Christians moving away to a new home or job. We give thanks in laughter with children and grandchildren at weddings and graduations, at good happenings in life. We also give thanks in tears of joy and love for the goodness of others when loved ones move away. We give thanks for our health, our physical, mental, and spiritual health, for the ability to work, for nourishing food. We give thanks when we are sick or in pain. We give thanks for good preaching, teaching, song leading, for those who are studying correspondence courses. We pray during persecutions for patience, for self-control, for living faithfully. We give thanks for a child being born, for the parents of new babies, for children to grow up to be faithful. We have much to be thankful for. Being thankful must be practiced. It is not necessary to have everything we want in order to be thankful. As a rule, the most thankful people are not those who have the most of life's goods. Let us not think that thanksgiving which pleases God is acquired in an instant. Let us not think that thanksgiving is solely of our own doing. Being thankful is a matter in which we need divine assistance. It must be developed by a constant effort. We must practice being thankful for our daily blessings in life. There are many things that we constantly enjoy, but we may take them for granted and seem to forget that they came from God. The very abundance of God's blessings sometimes seems to kill thankfulness. But let us cultivate the habit of being thankful for life's daily blessings. We need to remember that it is a privilege for us to talk to the Lord. The Lord does not hear everyone. Let's look at John chapter 9 and verse 31. John chapter 9 and verse 31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does His will, He hears them. God only hears the obedient to His will. We should never take for granted the ability to talk to the Lord. In fact, we should talk to Him more often, and when we pray, we need to think about the words we are saying. That's the lesson this morning. If you've not obeyed the will of God, we can help you with that this morning. If you've heard the word, you believe, repent, confess the name of Jesus as the Son of the living God, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. That's immersion in water. And that's not just because Damon Gofor says so or David Odom says so. It's because the Word of God says that that's what we have to do in order to have our sins removed from us. If you've fallen away, need the prayers of the congregation for any reason, let us know as we stand and sing.